This is Lewis Navalier. It's Thursday, July 23rd. Well, I just want to update you briefly on the action that's going on in the market today. Tesla's bubble's being pricked. They announced on Wednesday that they beat on sales and earnings, although their sales were down year over year. But they made $428 million via selling them. Tax credits, some of them are carbon credits, emission credits, and they had $418 million in positive cash flow. So virtually all their positive cash flow came from selling these emission or tax credits. So Tesla's not making money on the cars, they're making money selling these credits. Well, the problem is you know, now competition's coming. The biggest EV electric vehicle market is Europe, and they lost market share to Renault Zoe, who's number one. Volkswagen Group's now outselling them with two Volkswagen models, an Audi and a Porsche model. And now Volkswagen just announced they're taking reservations for the ID.3, which is widely rumored to be the car they developed with Apple. And, you know, Apple has the Titan project to build an autonomous car. So you can't look at Tesla as a car company right now. It doesn't make any sense, the valuations. The Tesla fanatics out there are hoping that it's going to, you know, lead the world in autonomous driving. The problem with that is they lost last week in a German court. They have to drop all their autonomous claims. The automotive engineers don't think they're anywhere near autonomous driving. That's called level 5. They're not even level 4 yet. So there are a lot of Tesla fanatics, you know, pumping the stock on YouTube. And these are actually non-Wall Street people. These are just fanatical investors. And but the bubble's being pricked. And so that's the bad news. The good news is we've owned quality. And so we've had a stock like CyberOptics announced today. It had very good results. Stock's going higher. So it's basically time for quality. So that's what's happening. So it's a good time for us, a bad time for bubble stocks. And I just want to update everybody on what's happening in the market. So take care, everybody. If you own quality, you have nothing to worry about.